Hey, it's 5:05 on Wednesday, February 8th, 2023, from the Sourced Podcast Network in New York City. This is your host, Poki Huang. Stories in today's episode come from Olympia Pub in Transylvania, Romania, Katie Craig in San Diego, California, Edwin Kwan in Sydney, Australia. Let's get to it.
This is Edwin Kwan from Sydney, Australia. A significant earthquake recently struck Turkey and Syria. Based on past experiences, such disasters will often be abused. The most common scams are fake donation websites, followed by malware disguised as a video or images from the affected regions. Be vigilant. Only donate to organizations that have an established track record, and don't blindly believe requests for help on social media.
On Monday, Senators Mark Warner and Marco Rubio sent letters to Mark Zuckerberg about Facebook developers in China and Russia having had access to user data. This is Katie Craig in San Diego, California. It appears from these documents that Facebook has known since at least September 2018 that hundreds of thousands of developers in countries Facebook characterized as high risk, including the People's Republic of China, PRC, had access to significant amounts of sensitive user data, the senators wrote in the letter, which was released in a statement by their offices. According to at least one internal document, this included nearly 90,000 separate developers in the PRC, which is especially remarkable given that Facebook has never been permitted to operate in the PRC. The document also refers to discovery of more than 42,000 developers in Russia and thousands of developers in other high-risk jurisdictions, including Iran and North Korea, that had access to this user information. The newly available documents reveal that Facebook internally acknowledged in 2018 that this access could be used for espionage purposes. The media, including social media, is a critical part of the democratic process. Think Cambridge Analytica. Providers like Meta and Facebook have to do better to protect users. This is Katie Craig. Stay safe out there.
Not necessarily a badge of honor, but Googling for obscure forums and sites to download software from was a normal activity in my high school and university days. Yes, I know. Besides the ethical aspect, it was a high security risk attached. That risk grew even more lately. The past couple of months seeing a massive spike in the usually moderate mail advertising flow, according to volunteers from Spamhaus. The search is coming from various malware families, including Aurora Stealer, IceID, Meta Stealer, Redline Stealer, Vidar, Formbook, and Xloader. Traditionally, these families relied on phishing and malicious spam, but the last month has seen Google Ads becoming the go-to place for threat actors to grow their reach, SentinelOne researcher Tom Hagel wrote. As a response to Microsoft blocking Office macros by the default in documents from the internet, threat actors have turned to alternative malware distribution methods, most recently malvertising. The malware loaders we observed demonstrate how much effort threat actors are investing in evading detection and thwarting analysis. Ars Technica gave a couple of examples of how easily you can trip into malvertising when Googling for software downloads. Searching for Visual Studio download yielded a first link that was flagged as malicious by 43 Mantiware engines. Similar results came out from searching Thunderbird, Audacity, or Tor browser. While preparing this recording, Googling the exact same terms ended up displaying result pages without any ads on them. Google representative declined an interview. Instead, they provided a justification statement. Until Google gets the upper hand in this game with threat actors, be careful where you download the software from. For the full episode and resources, head off to 505updates.com. This was Olympia Pop reporting from Transylvania, Romania.
That's it for today's open source and cybersecurity updates. for direct links to all stories and resources mentioned in today's episode, go to 505updates.com, where you can listen to our growing library of over 70 episodes. You can also download the transcript of all episodes for easy reference. 505 is a Sourced Networks production, with updates available Monday through Friday on your favorite audio streaming platform. Just search for It's 505, and please consider subscribing while you're there. Thank you to Edwin Kwan, Katie Craig, Olympio Pop for today's contributions. The executive producer is Mark Miller. The editor and the sound engineer is Pocky Huan. Music for today's episode is by Blue Dot Sessions. We use this script for spoken text editing and Audacity to layer in the soundscapes. The show distribution platform is provided by Captivate.fm. This is Pocky Huan. See you tomorrow at 5:05.